Blog Talk Radio.
Over there at Ohio State,
they are going to be coming into the first semifinal playoff game. I think they play in the latter game against Alabama. It's going to be a pretty uphill battle for them. But I think that if they get their passing game going, I think they can keep the game competitive. And I still have Alabama to win, but I don't know if it's going to be the kind of blowouts we've seen before, or, you know, when we've seen that SEC team play, you know, Ohio State in a BCS game or something like that, and it ends up, you know, being a 30-point blowout. I'm looking forward to see Cardale Jones. He showed out in his last game. You know, the passing that he brings to Ohio State's offense is a different dimension. Even from JT Barrett, you know, it seems like Jones aired it out a little bit more. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. On the other hand, you also have the storyline going over with Alabama. Nick Saban, you know, he's going to, I think this is chance to win his fourth. Fourth national championship in 3 years. Is it three in 4 years? Third national championship in 4 years. And fourth, I think, over in 6 years. So that's, three in 5 years, I believe. Okay. You know, like I said, that in itself is a feat. So it's going to be a pretty big game. Also, we've been hearing a lot of rumors about Braxton Miller, the former starting quarterback of Ohio State. There's rumors about him transferring to Oregon. I think we've heard Florida State now. Some people are saying LSU. I think basically what the point is that he will not be in Ohio State next year. And that's due to the play of JT Barrett. And really with Braxton Miller, too, even last year, you know, when he got injured, I thought Kenny Guyton came in and made them, you know, and did a better job passing and made them a better team. Braxton, he's a dual threat kind of guy, but his passing's never been, you know, on the level to be it's never been a good level, even of a college quarterback. So I think, you know, maybe a position change might be in the cards for him, unless he's put in some major work, you know, in his time off from this season, and, you know, change the way he plays, which he could have, who knows. You know, we'll see who he does next year. But, you know, he's actually already graduated at Ohio State, so he'll be eligible to go to pretty much any school, you know, any school is going to guarantee him a start. That's where he'll go without them having to face school sanctions. Another thing is the Oregon-Florida State game. That's pretty much the game of the last two Heisman Trophy winners. Quarterbacks, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. I'm expecting that to be a shootout. I think, like I said, FSU needs to hold Oregon in check. They can't come on late like they've been doing all season. You know, you can't get down 10 points on Oregon in the third quarter and expect, you know, to hold them back until you come back and beat them. It's not, you know, it's not going to happen. When you try to come back, you know, the littlest mistakes can hurt you. You know, Oregon is the type of team, they can capitalize on those mistakes. So it's be very interesting, you know, something you have to keep an eye on and watch. So right now, actually, let me hold on 1 second.
Hey all, this is Matthew Long, the executioner, here on the Cold Hard Truth on Sports. Now, I know you've heard me talk about the Touch Pro Basketball on my shows before. My boy, Tony Greer, is the inventor of the ball. If you're out there training and playing basketball and you don't have this ball, you're missing out, because it's going to help you improve your hand-eye coordination, your dribbling, and your shooting skills. So go today and get the Touch Pro Basketball at touchproball.com.
Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. A few of many, many more careers that the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can lead you to. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour. With an on-hands approach and instructors being broadcast professionals themselves, you're guaranteed to get a first-class learning experience. Get your career in the broadcasting field started the right way. Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour.
Executioner here. Now, I'm sure a lot of you listeners are just like me. You like to spend a little time on the internet, sharing video, looking at video, but the problem is you can't stream live if you're playing on Tumblr or YouTube. Well, if you go right now to Giesel.net, you can sign up for your free account and start streaming live and share that with all of your friends. That's Giesel.net, Giesel.net.
Why haven't you learned anything?
For sports news, updates, and general tomfoolery, head on over to thechtonsports.wordpress.com.
Gotta be careful, though. We don't want it to get too excited and go off in your hair.
And we're back. I'm looking here at TCU put it on Miss on Ole Miss 42-3. What is going on with these SEC powerhouse schools? First LSU, now Ole Miss. They put it on them 42-3. My goodness. They kick the devil. Let me see. What they do? They kick the desperation field goal. That's a shame. Bo Wallace was 10-23 with 3 picks. My goodness. Wow. Well, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I guess, I try to tell people TCU is a real team. You know, folks didn't want to believe it, and I think this came out and showed it. I think this came out and showed that they deserve to be in the maybe they deserve to be in that semifinal. They're gonna have to pull the semifinal out into 8 games. That's, you know, I mean, to 8 teams. They're gonna have to do that. But, congratulations to TCU. They got their bowl victory. You know, it'll help them in recruiting. Boykins is only a junior, so he'll, you know, more than likely be back next year. You know, he had a good season this year, 3,700 yards, 30 TDs, only 7 picks. And, looks like he ran for a gang of yards, too. So, let's see here. He ran for 642 yards and 8 touchdowns as well. So, he had a very good season. He'll be back next year. A lot of these guys are going to be back for TCU next year. It's just a matter of them, you know, being able to get the recruits. A lot of kids are going to Texas A&M, either Texas and not going to come back, and a lot of kids actually choosing Baylor too. So those are probably doesn't want to be, the fourth bottom feeder in that group. So hopefully with this bowl win, that can do something for their program. Maybe get there some talent. Maybe get them some more talent there. Also, another game that's on right now is the Georgia Tech Mississippi State game. And it looks like right now Georgia Tech is leading that game 7-0. So it's not going to be another one we're going to want to keep an eye on. Dak Prescott already threw an interception. So, that could be two major SEC teams losing, both from the state of Mississippi, both on the same day. That'd be ugly. Every Mississippi is dark as an hour. For those who want to call in, number is 347-237-5539. I don't know how long I want to be on today. I don't know if I'm going to go the whole time. I want to see if some of the other guys come on, but I don't know. They might be messing around somewhere. So here, I'm pretty soon I have to get up and get a guy here to go ahead and throw some music on here.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And
started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team. Freaking here. Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Is this on sale?
Yes. Top season is the regime, babe. I can't tell you anything else. This is medicated lip ointment, but I want you to know, with that being said, I still think you're straight gorgy, and I would love for you to accompany me to my crib so I can show you how I live.
No, thanks.
And you can get based with me and, like, 18 of my best dogs.
Yo, your girlfriend's on the phone, man. She sounds super pregnant.
LaQuisha?
How you doing? I'm gonna be all right.
You look just like my ex-girlfriend. She died last week. She didn't die, but you look just like her. We can do, like, a double date or something crazy like that. My treat.
Okay.
It's all on me. Come on around the other can. I'll take care of you.
Sure.
Don't be shy now.
Thanks.
Or be shy.
Okay.
I look way different when I'm not in my work clothes.
Right.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
Oh.